大家早上好。
Good morning, everyone.
我们开始我们低头有些祷告。
Just before we start, we bow our head and have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，当我们唱这些诗歌的时候。
Lord, when we sing these hymns.
主，你真的向我们的心来说话。
May you speak to our hearts.
主，你让我们真的看见，主，真的我们是一个很少来背十字架跟随你的人。
Lord, please let us see we hardly to bear our cross to follow you.
真的求你把你的爱，主啊，向我们来开启。
May you manifest your love to us.
让我们真的看见，主，我们背十字架，主不是在这里受苦。
So that we can see we're not suffering to bear the cross.
乃是因为你自己爱的吸引。
Just because the attraction of your own love.
所以我们也把今天早上一点点的话交在你的手中。
We committed the words this morning into your hands.
所以我们求你，主，真的是你来施恩怜悯我们这些讲的、听的，还有翻译的。
May you bless us, the speaker, the interpreter, the listener.
主，因为你还给我们机会，主啊，能够坐在你的面前。
Lord, you still give us opportunity to sit in front of you.
因为你还给我们机会，能够来听见你自己的话。
Because you give us another opportunity to listen to your words.
主，我们求你越过我们一切的软弱。
May you pass over all our weakness.
主，你来向我们来施恩。
Lord, please bless us.
主，让你自己的话，主啊，真的是能够落在好土里。
May your own words can drop into the good soil.
让我们真的因为你的话，主，我们的生命被你来改变。
So that our life can be changed because of your words.
我们把下面的时间恭敬的仰望交托给你。
We committed the following time into your hands.
垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
我今天要讲的题目是做门徒的代价。
The topic of today's message is the cost of being a disciple.
在开始之前，我们读一段的圣经，是在路加福音的第十四章。
Before we start, let's read a few verses. It's in the book of Luke.
路加福音十四章二十五到三十五节。
The book of Luke, chapter 14, verse 25 to 35.
路加福音十四章二十五到三十五节。
Luke.14:25-35.
我们找到我们一起来读我读一节，请弟兄姊妹也读一节。
Let's read together. I read one verse and you read the next.
25节，有极多的人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说：
人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先坐下算计花费，能盖成不能呢？
恐怕安了地基不能成功，看见的人都笑话他，
说这个人开了工却不能完工。
或是一个王出去和别的王打仗，岂不先坐下酌粮，能用一万兵去敌那领两万兵来攻打他的吗？
若是不能，就趁敌人还远的时候，派使者去求河西的条款。
这样你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
盐本是好的，盐若失了味，可用什么叫它再咸呢？
或用在田里，或堆在粪里，都不合适，只好丢在外面。有耳可听的就应当听。这段圣经主耶稣讲到做门徒的有三个的条件，或者是说三个的要求。
In this paragraph, there are three requirements that Jesus talk about for being a disciple.
那第一个呢，就是在二十六节。
The first one is in verse 26.
他说：“人到我这里来，若不是爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。”
He says, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple."
那第二个要求是在二十七节：“凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。”
The second requirement is in verse 27.And anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.
第三个条件是在第三十三节，他讲到，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
The third one is in verse 33. It says, "You who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciple."
我不知道大家听完这一段话有什么样的一个反应。
I don't know what's your reaction after you heard all these words.
会不会觉得主耶稣的要求实在是太高了？
Do you think these requirements are very harsh?
那我们在讲这一段之前我们看见主耶稣他其实他在这个之前讲了一个大宴席的一个比喻。
Just before this paragraph of the words, Jesus told them a parable of the great banquet.
他讲到说有一个家族他要去宴请宾客。
He talking about that there's a host.Wants to invite all guests.
当他准备好了以后呢，他就叫他的仆人去把这些客人都请来。
When he prepared everything, he asked his servants to go out and invite all the guests.
但是当他去请的时候，他叫仆人去请的时候，这些的客人一个个呢都在推辞。
But when he asked his servant to invite them, every one of them just refused to come.
那有个人说，他说我买了一块地，他说我要去看一看。
Someone said, I just bought a piece of land. I need to go and inspect it.
那有的说他说啊我买了五对牛我要回去试一试。
And someone said, I've just bought a 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm on the way to try them out.
那有一个人说他说啊我刚刚娶了妻那我不能过去。
Still, there's another one said, I just got married, so I can't come.
当这个仆人回来告诉家族的时候家族就非常的生气。
When the servant came back and reported this to his master, the owner was very angry.
他说你去请你到路上去把那些瘸腿的把那些贫穷的把那些瞎眼的残废的全部都请过来。
And order his servant says, go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring the poor, the crippled, the blind and the lame.
他说原先那些我请的那些宾客一个都不能够来尝我的宴席。
The original one I plan to invite, none of them can come to the banquet.
从这个比喻里面我们看见很多的人对着福音有不同的态度。
From this parable, we can see different people has got different attitude to the gospel.
当我们把这个永生的福音去告诉别人的时候
，When we told others about this eternal, told us the gospel about the eternal life,
你会发现每个人对着福音的态度是不一样。
You will see different people has got different attitude to the gospel.
有的人他说啊，我现在很忙，等我以后有空了，我再来听福音。
Someone says, I'm too busy.When I'm free, I will come to listen to the gospel.
有人说我这辈子的事情都忙不完，哪有时间来管我下辈子的事情？
Someone said, I even can't cope with all the things in my whole life in this life. How can I think about the next life?
那有人说，他说，哎呀，宗教都是劝人为善的嘛，我只要凭我的良心做事就行了。
Someone said, all the religions just ask you to do the good deeds. That's all.
但是有的人。
But someone,
当他一听见福音的时候
as soon as he heard the gospel,
他就被主的爱所感动。
He was touched and moved by the love of God.
他就真的看见他自己是一个罪人。
He really see he is a sinner.
他就真的看见人不仅有今生，还有一个永远在那里等着他。
He can see for a human being, not only he's got this life, and also there is another life after death.
所以他就悔改，他就相信了耶稣。
So he repent and believe in the Lord.
所以我们知道信耶稣是没有条件的。
So we know there's no requirement to believe in the Lord.
只要你相信你就得着。
You get it as soon as you believe.
就像刚才我们说的这个比喻这个家族请客一样。
Just like the parable we talk about.
他没有说什么样的人才有资格来赴这样的宴席。
He didn't say what kind of people were qualified to come to the banquet.
他来请客他不是看你的家庭的背景。
He didn't invite you by looking at your background.
他也不是看你有没有学历。
Whether you qualified or not.
他也不是看你到底是有钱还是没有钱。
Or whether you are rich or not.
而是说所有愿意的你都可以来赴这个宴席。
But all those who are willing can come to the banquet.
这个是主的恩典。
This is the grace of Lord.
什么是恩典呢？
What is grace?
恩典不是靠你自己的努力去赚来的。
Grace is not owned by your own efforts.
恩典是白白的给你的。
But it's free for you.
如果你还没有信主
If you haven't believed in Lord
盼望你也能够来接受这个白白的恩典
Hopefully you can come to accept this grace
当很多人看见主耶稣行了很多神迹之后
When many people saw the miracles done by the Lord
就有很多的人来跟随他
There were many people follow him
在这里面讲到说有极多的人与耶稣同行
It says there was a heaps of people crowned him and followed him
在约翰福音里面讲到有上万的人都在来跟随他。
In the book of John, there says there were thousands of people coming to follow him.
那这时候主是不是很高兴？他很满意有这么多人来跟随他呢
At that time, was Lord very happy and satisfied that so many people follow him?
但是相反，主却回过头来对他们说了一段很严厉的话。
On the contrary, the Lord turned back to them and said to them with some harsh words.
你要跟从我吗？
If you want to follow me.
你如果要跟从我。
If you want to follow me.
有三个的条件。
There are three requirements.
第一。
First one.
你要爱我胜过爱你的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹，甚至是你自己的性命。
Yes, you need to love me more than your parents, your wife, your children, your brother and sisters, yes, even your own life.
第二，你要背起自己的十字架来跟随我。
Secondly, you need to carry your cross and follow me.
第三个，你还要撇下一切所有的来跟从我。
Thirdly, you need to give up everything you have and follow me.
啊，这番话好像就是一盆冷水当头浇在这些门徒的啊，这些要想要跟随主的这些人身上。
To those who want to follow the Lord, these words just like pouring a bucket of cold water on them.
他们本来想可能他们跟随主以后他们就从今以后可以衣食无忧了。
Originally they thought they could follow the Lord to enjoy the lion's share.
哪里想到跟随主还要背十字架还要撇下所有。
Who knows, even follow the Lord you need to carry the cross and give up everything.
我不知道你刚信主的时候是不是也有这样的想法。
I don't know if you thought the same thing when you were believed, when you were saved.
可能有人想说，我信了主就是要今世得百倍，来世得永生的。
Maybe someone said, after I received the Lord, I can get a hundredfold in the future.
那如果早知道信主要背十字架，要撇下所有，那可能我就要三思而行了。
If I knew I should give up everything and carry the cross, then I would have thought twice about it.
所以有人觉得，哎呀，信主是不是好像给骗进来了？
Someone even thought maybe they were deceived.
那当初讲的好好的是要得平安喜乐的。
When we were saved, all we heard is the joy and peace.
那怎么一下子要背十字架，又要撇下所有呢？
How come we now talking about the carry the cross and give up everything?
我记得去年我们去以色列旅游的时候。
I remember when last year we went to Jerusalem.
那有一天我们出去，有一天晚上那个导游带我们去自由活动。
One night we had a free time.
那他就把我们带到加利利旁边有一个那个有一个以色列的国家钻石的一个展交中心。
We went to a exhibition center, diamond exhibition center in next to the Galilee.
因为以色列是世界上一个著名的非常著名的钻石的加工基地。
You know, Israel is a very famous manufacturer site for the diamond.
在那里我们看到了很多的那些非常漂亮的钻石。
There we saw lots of beautiful diamonds.
那而且有一个职员他就过来跟我们介绍这个钻石的种类，介绍这些等级，这些钻石的等级。
There is a staff working there came to see us and introduce us about all the different grade of the diamonds.
甚至他那个一个职员他还会说中国话。
That's when staff even can speak Chinese.
我们才知道原来钻石原来有这么多的讲究。
And then we know there is so much the diamonds has got so different the grades.
而且你发现说原来要制成一个钻石，它要经过很多的工序。
And you can see there are so many processes you have to go through to manufacture a diamond.
那如果要把一个钻石的毛胚拿给你看的时候
，If you give a rough diamond，
你会发现它其实就是一个好像很普通的一块石头。
You will see it's a very common stone。
然后呢，里面好像有一些亮晶晶的这些小颗粒。
There's a little very small tiny fragments shining inside。
但是你要把它做成这个钻石
，If you want to make it into the diamond，
你首先呢，你要把这个钻石的毛胚呢，你要把它劈成两半。
You need to strike the diamond into half。
但是你不是乱劈啊
！But you can't strike it at random.
你要先研究它里面这些晶体的结构。
You need to study the structure.
然后你要找到一个最好的角度，这样劈下去的时候，你就能够得到最大力的钻石。
You need to find a very good direction for cleaving.
而且你找到那个角度以后，它也适合你它以后这个钻石的加工。
When you find that angle, it's better for later manufacturing.
那我们大家都知道，这个世界上有一颗最大的钻石，它叫非洲之星。
We know there is a very there is a large diamond in the world is called the Star of Africa.
它是1905年在南非被发现。
It was found in South Africa in 1905.
它是一颗非常大的一个钻石的毛胚，它重量达到3000克拉。
It's a very large diamond, rough diamond, at more than 3,000 carat weight.
那当时刚刚开始发现的时候
，When it was discovered，
那发现的人还以为它是一块很普通的一块水晶，他差点就把它当成垃圾扔掉。
Initially, people found it and realized and thought maybe it's just a common crystal, almost threw it away as rubbish.
到后来才发现啊，原来这是一块非常稀有罕见的一块钻石。
Until later, people realized it's a rare diamond.
那在1907年的时候，那这个发现的人呢，他就把这个钻石呢当做生日礼物送给当时的英国的国王爱德华七世。
In 1907, the diamond was presented to the English King, Edward VII, on his birthday.
那英国国王呢，他就把这个钻石呢，他就交给一个荷兰的一个非常著名的钻石的切割专家，让他去加工。
The King gave it to a very famous Dutch diamond cleaver for cleaving.
那个专家呢，他就把这个钻石呢，他研究了好几个月。
The specialist studied the diamond for a few months.
然后他呢，有一个这样一个加工的方案。
Then he's got a plan to manufacture.
他决定呢，他要沿着这个一个方向呢，要切下去。
He decided to strike it along one direction.
他说，当他劈下去的时候呢，他要把这个钻石呢，要劈成三个大块来进行加工。
He planned to strike the diamond into three.
那在那天要切的那天下午
，on that particular on that afternoon for cleaving.
那整个的气氛呢，就非常的紧张。
The atmosphere was very tense.
因为国王呢，他也派了一个这个顾问小组在场。
Because there was a consulting team sent by the king present.
而且呢，如果这个钻石如果劈下去，你这个方向搞错的话
，if the diamond was struck into the wrong direction，
这个毛坯呢，它就会裂成千百块的这种小碎片。
The rough diamond could be split into hundreds of small fragments.
然后呢，就变成是没有多少的价值
，which didn't have much value.
所以那天要切的时候，这个荷兰的专家呢，他也非常非常的紧张。
On that day, the specialist was very nervous.
然后他就在那个钻石的毛坯上，他就找到那个方向以后，他先开了一个那个小的缺口。
He found the direction and made an incision.
然后他就拿那个刀呢，插在那个缺口的上面。
He put a knife in that incision.
然后他就拿起那个木锤，他就用力的一敲。
He lifted the hammer and struck hardly.
啪的一声，
啪。
那个刀就断掉
，the knife broke，
啊，但是那个钻石呢却纹丝不动
，but the diamond was intact，
啊，这个时候呢，那个专家他已经是满头大汗
，at the time was the specialist was sweating，
然后他就又赶紧又找了一把刀
，he used another knife，
然后呢他又插在那个缺口上
，and put into that incision，
然后这个时候他就举起锤子，用尽他所有的力量，他就。用尽了这样砸下去
，and he lifted the hammer and struck it with a heavy blow.
然后你就听到嘣的一声
，and he heard a boom.
结果呢是那个专家他就昏倒在地上
，and the specialist fainted dead away.
是真的昏倒，是真的昏倒在地上。
He really was fainted.
然后赶紧就有人把他抬到医院里面去抢救
，and the people took him to the hospital.
但是呢，真的专家他就是专家。
See, we can say, specialist is specialist.
你就看见那个钻石呢，就真的是被他正好劈成三个大块。
You can see the diamond right split into three stones.
然后他就把后来就把这些粗的钻石呢，再拿去精加工，再拿去磨，再去抛光。
And then these diamonds were further clipped further and coarse grinding, fine grinding, and even further polishing.
最后呢，就做成九颗大的钻石和96颗小的钻石。
And it was made into 9 major stones and 96 small stones.
那其中一颗最大的呢，就镶在英国国王的那个权杖上。
And the big stone was mounted onto the king's royal scepter.
那另外的三颗。次等大的呢，就镶在英国国王的那个王冠上。
And another three large stones were cut into the king's crown.
我和大家讲这个故事，不是要你去买钻石啊。
I'm not asking to buy the diamonds.
而是要让我们看见神造我们最终的目的到底是什么。
And I just want to show us what's the final purpose for God's calling us.
那不错，我们原来呢，我们可能都是瘸腿的，我们都是瞎眼的，我们都是残疾的。
Yes, we all blind, poor, and lame.
因为我们都是自私、贪婪、诡诈的人。
Because we all greedy, cunning.
但是主现在却得着了我们。
But Lord has gained us.
我们已经信主得救了。
We've been saved.
但是主是不是只要得着我们这些瘸腿的、瞎眼的、残疾的，就已经觉得已经够了呢？
But has Lord satisfied if he has already gained us?
那主是不是只要得着我们这些钻石的毛胚就已经够了呢？
Is that enough for Lord to get us just like the rough diamond?
我想大家都知道答案一定是不。
I think the people, everyone knows the answer is no.
因为主要得着的是那个冠冕上的一个宝石。
Because what Lord wants to get is the gem on the crown.
主要得着的是一个满有他长成身量的这样一个门徒。
What Lord wants to get is a disciple who is attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
而且主要得着的是一个荣耀的教会。
What Lord wants to get is a glorious church.
就像保罗他说的一样。
Just like Paul said,
他说预先所定下的人，他就召他们来。
To those who he has destined, he called.
所召来的人又称他们为义。
To those who to those he destined, he justified.
所成为义的又叫他们得荣耀。
And those he justified, he glorified.
所以神的心意是要让我们能够得着荣耀。
So the Lord's purpose is for us to be glorified.
神的心意是让我们要磨成他儿子的形象。
So the Lord's purpose is to conform us into the likeness of His Son.
所以主要在我们的生命中要做改变的工作。
So Lord wants to work within us to change our life.
让我们这些人能够借着十字架的工作而被改变。
So that we can be changed through the work of cross.
直到我们被磨成他儿子的形象。
Until one day we can be conformed to the likeness of His Son.
这才是主为什么要我们来跟随他的一个原因。
This is why Lord wants us to follow Him.
那有人说，他说我只要做一个平信徒就好了。
Someone said, I just want to be a layman.
他说，也许主的那些要求是对着那些追求的基督徒来说的。
Maybe those requirements are only talking to those people who pursue the Lord.
但是你去看整本的圣经。
But if you look at the whole Bible,
圣经上从来没有把信徒分成平信徒和那个追求的基督徒分成这样的两类。
The Bible never divides the disciples into laymen and those who pursue the Lord.
主所呼召的都是要来做门徒的。
All those called by the Lord.Needs to come to be disciples.
在使徒行传里面，他讲到说，门徒成为基督徒是从安提阿起手。
In the book of Acts, it says the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch.
所以在这里我们就看见说，其实门徒他就是基督徒。
There we can see the disciples are Christians as well.
基督徒就是要来做门徒的。
To be a Christian, you need to come to be a disciple as well.
所以这里讲到做门徒的三个条件。
So here talks about the three requirements.
他不是对着一般追求的基督徒来说的。
They are not only for those people who pursue the Lord.
而是对着所有信主得救的人来说的。
But for those who believe in the Lord, saved by the Lord.
那我们要来看一看，是不是主讲的真的是非常的苛刻
？Let's see, is that really the word God said is harsh?
那第一个。主的要求是他讲到说若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母妻子儿女弟兄姐妹甚至自己性命的就不配来做我的门徒
The first one is, the Lord says if you don't love me more than your parents wife children brother and sisters even your own life you can't be my disciple
在这里我们看见主他首先讲到爱
Here we can see Lord talks about the love first
因为基督徒和主的关系是一个爱的关系。
Because the relationship between the Christians and the Lord is the relationship of love.
因为这个爱的关系是一个生命上的关系。
Because this relationship is the relationship of life.
如果没有爱，你所相信的只不过是一套的哲学，一套的理论。
Without love, what you believe is just a doctrine, a philosophy.
它不能给你带来任何心灵上的满足。
Who cannot comfort you at all.
我们之所以得救。
The reason for us to be saved.
最根本的原因还不是因为我们想要上天堂，不要下地狱。
The fundamental reason is not because we dare to go to hell and want to go to heaven.
而是我们真的看见主耶稣他竟然爱我们这样的罪人。
But really, we see how Lord loved me such a sinner.
他竟然愿意为我们这些罪人被钉在十字架上。
He even willing to be crucified on the cross for me.
正是这样的爱折服了我们。
It is this love that captured us.
也是这个爱愿意让我们来跟随他。
It is this love that make us follow him willingly.
上次我讲到说主问彼得。
Last time I talked about that Lord asked Peter.
主人他说你爱我比这些更深吗？
Lord asked Peter, say, do you truly love me more than all these?
主从来不强迫我们。
Lord never force us.
他总是让我们自己去选择。
He give us the wisdom, he give us the freedom to choose.
你要去选择爱主呢，还是要爱这个世界？
You either to choose the Lord or choose to love this world.
你要选择爱主呢，还是要爱你的自己？
You love to choose the Lord or love yourself.
主在这里要让门徒们看见。
Lord wants to show the disciples.
跟从主的第一个条件就是要爱主胜过爱一切其他的事物。
The first requirement to follow the Lord is to love Him more than all other things.
换句话说，就是主要在一切之上来居首位。
In other words, Lord should be at the first place among all.
主在这里没有说我们爱主就不要爱我们的家人。
Lord didn't say we only need to love the Lord, not love our family.
而是说基督徒对主的爱要胜过一切其他的爱。
But it says the love that Christians have to the Lord should be more than all other kinds of love.
但是我们人常常喜欢走极端。
But we all really like going to the other extreme.
因为我们一说要爱主就大发热心，然后就要这里聚会那里服侍。
As soon as we talk about the loving Lord, we will become very very zealous and just attending this meeting, attending that meeting.
有时候家里也不管了，孩子也不顾了。
Not care about the family, not care about the children.
那结果身边很多人呢被绊倒。
And stumble, and lots of people around us have been stumbled.
圣经上说，一个人若不管好自己的家，他也能照管神的教会。
In the Bible, it says, if you can't look after your family, how can you look after church?
一个爱主的人，他首先要学习的就是爱他，而且侍奉、服侍他身边的这些弟兄姊妹和家人。
The one who loves the Lord, the first thing for him to learn is to love and serve the people around him.
那还有一个极端呢，就是什么事情都是把自己的需要放在首位。
And the extreme is you put all your needs as a priority.
我们常常跟主说，主啊，不是我不爱你，不是我不愿意服侍你。
Quite often we talk to the Lord and say, not because I don't want to serve you, not love you.
是我工作太忙了，是我学习太忙了。
But just because my job, I'm too work.
或者孩子太
too busy.
或者孩子太小了，家里事情太多了。
Or maybe the kids is too little. There are too many so much things I need to do in the family.
那也许这些都是事实。
Maybe all these are facts.
但是如果我们没有学习把主放在首位的话
，If we don't learn to place the God. At first,
那我们就会在这些忙碌的里面，我们会迷失自己。
We will get blinded among all these.
而且你会发现，你越忙，你心里面就越得不着安息。
And you will see the busier you are, the less comforting you are.
有人说，等我有时间了，我再来爱主，我再来服侍主。
Someone said, when I'm free, I will come to love Lord and serve Him.
但是主从来不要一个闲得无事的人来侍奉他。
Lord never want a person who is got nothing to do to serve him.
如果我们能够在忙碌的生活中，我们仍然能够爱主来服侍主。
If we still can love him and serve him during our busy time,
这个是主所宝贵的。
This is what Lord thinks is precious.
他也一定会在我们的生活中给我们有够用的恩典。
He will give us enough ability and bless us to do it.
我记得以前于宏杰弟兄他讲过一些他自己的一个见证。
I remember some time ago, Brother Yu shared one of his friends.
他说他年轻的时候跟一个弟兄一起去教会，一起服侍主。
When he was young, he went to the church and served in the church with another brother.
后来呢，这个弟兄他生了一个孩子以后，他就不来聚会了。
And later that brother has got a baby, and the brother didn't come to the church.
然后呢，他就有一天在路上遇见那个弟兄，他就劝那个弟兄要回来聚会。
One day he met him on the street, and he brother Yu asked him to come back to the church.
那个弟兄就跟他说，他说，哎，你还没有孩子吧？他说，等你有了孩子你就知道了。
The brother told him and say, ah,、oh, you haven't got a kids. Wait until you have kids, you will see it.
那过了几年，余弟兄也有了一个孩子。
After a few years later, brother Yu has got a baby.
后来在街上他又遇见这个弟兄。
So later he met him again on the street.
他就又劝这个弟兄，他说：“哎呀，好久没来了。”他说：“你要回到教会里来。”
The brother you asked him persuaded him to come to the church again.
哎呀，他说我前不久刚又生了一个孩子。
And he said, "Oh, I got another baby."
他说：“等你有两个孩子，你就知道了。”
When wait, you will see until you have two babies.
然后过了几年，余弟兄他也有了第二个孩子。
And a few years later, brother you has got a second child.
后来有一天在街上又碰见这个弟兄。
One day he knocked into him again.
然后这个弟兄又劝那个弟兄来聚会。
Brother, you ask him to come to the church again?
那个弟兄说，他说你现在有几个孩子啊？
That brother asked him, say, how many kids do you have?
弟兄说我也有两个孩子了。
Brother, you told him, say, I've got two.
他说那你还有聚会还有服事吗？
You still serve in the church?
弟兄说有啊，我还有啊。
Brother, you said, yes, I'm still doing it.
啊、然后他就问他你孩子多大了
？And ask him say how old are your kids？
他说我女弟说我孩子才一两岁。
The brother
yeah.
Yeah. Brother you said oh my kids is only 1 and 2 years old。
然后那弟兄说哎呀他说等你孩子长大了你就知道了。
And that brother says oh wait and see until your kids grow up、
啊。如果我们不来聚会不爱主我们总是会找很多理由。
We will find a lot of excuses if we don't want to come to the church.
很感谢主，我发现我们教会里面很多有四个、有五个孩子的这些弟兄姊妹，还照样来服侍，照样来爱主。
But really, thank Lord, there are a few brothers and sisters among us. They got a 4 or 5 kids. They still come to serve the Lord.
所以你发现，其实爱主、服侍主和爱家人是没有矛盾。
As you can see, it's not contradictory to love Lord, serve Him, and to love your family.
我们只有把主放在首位。
Only when we praise the Lord on the, at first.
我们只有把我们与主的关系调整过来。
Only when we reconcile the relationship with Lord.
我们才能更好的去爱我们的家人。
Then we can love our family.
我们也能够影响我们的家人一起来爱主。
And then we can influence our family to love Lord.
那我们也是借着我们的服事，让我们的生命能够被主来改变。
Through the service, our life can be changed by Lord.
也让我们能够更好的能够去爱我们的家人。
So that we can love our family better.
所以你会发现一个真实爱主的人，他一定是一个爱家人，他也爱身边弟兄姊妹的人。
So you will see one truly loves the Lord is the one who definitely loves his family and the people around him.
所以英文有一句话他说得很好，他说 Peace with God, peace with man, peace with everything.
英语有一句话说
Peace. 如果你和主的关系是好的话，你和人的关系也会很好，而且你和所有的关系你都会很好。所以，当我们在这里讲到这个爱的时候
，When we talk about the love here，
我们看到说，我们里面有爱，我们外面就一定有反应。
We can see if there's a love within us, we definitely have a reaction.
我们外面就一定有这样的一个表现。
We definitely have that type of expression outwardly.
而且你会发现说这个很多时候是从很小的事情上表现出来。
And you can see actually it shows from very tiny thing.
比如说聚会不迟到。
For example, when being late for the meeting.
啊，我刚才十点钟的时候我回头看了一下。
At ten o'clock, I turned back.
有超过一半以上的人已经坐在这里。
It's more than half already here.
所以。我个人感觉说是比以前有很大的进步。
Personally, I think it's much better than before.
但是我觉得真的还是很不够。
I still think it's not enough.
因为你看到说一个不迟到的人，他不一定是一个爱主的人。
Because you can see the people who never late, we can't say he is the person who loves the Lord.
但是一个爱主的人，他一定不会随便的迟到。
But for a person who loves the Lord, he never be late.
我们很多时候我们给自己很多的理由。
Lots of time we find ourselves lots of excuses.
我们上班太累了，我们孩子太小了。
We are too tired with work and our kids are too tiny.
我不否认这些都是一些非常实际的原因。
I'm not saying these are wrong.
但是主说，爱我如果没有胜过爱自己性命的，不配来做我的门徒。
But Lord said, if you don't love me more than even your own life.Cannot be my disciple.
那不要说我们自己的性命了，甚至我们有时候早点爬起来，对我们来说都是非常困难的事情。
Don't even mention our own life. Sometimes it's even very hard for us to get up earlier.
那如果我们真的知道我们今天要来朝见的是那位天国的君王，是那位爱我们的救主。
If we really know who the one I come to worship is the King and is the loving God.
我们就巴不得早一点来到这里，来这里来等候我们的主。
We really wish to come earlier to wait before Him.
我记得前不久有一次看到一个家里有四个孩子的弟兄呢，很早就来了。
I remember a few weeks ago, I saw a brother with four children came here very early.
我说你真不容易，我说你这么多孩子，你还能够这么早来。
I asked him and say, "Oh, it's hard for you to come so early, because you got so many kids."
他说我给自己给我们家定了一个规矩。
He said I set up a family rule.
他说如果我九点半来了就算，如果超过九点半来了，那就算是迟到了。
It's late for me if I come after 9:30. If I arrived here after 9:30.
其实我们来不是说我踩着这个十点钟这个准点来到这里。
We're not coming just right sharp at 10:00.
而是说我们有没有提前十分钟、十五分钟，我们坐在这里，我们安静我们的心，为我们自己，也为我们，也为这个聚会来祷告。
Can we come here earlier, like 10 minutes earlier, so we can wait here and pray for the meeting?
所以盼望我们都能够从这个最小的事情做起。
So hopefully we can start from these tiny things.
那跟随第二，跟随主的第二个条件。
The second requirement to follow Jesus.
是讲到要背起自己的十字架来跟随主。
Is to carry your own cross and follow him.
那一听到十字架，我们第一个想到的是什么呢
？So as soon as we heard the cross, what do we think about?
让很多人可能就想到说，十字架就是要受苦。
Many people think, ah,、oh, the cross that is suffering.
但是受苦是不是等于十字架呢
？Does suffering equate, to cross?
受苦有很多种。
Suffering has different kinds of suffering.
如果你是因为犯罪而受苦，那个不是十字架。
If you suffered from committing the sins, that's not crossing. That's not cross.
但是如果有人问说，他说我一直受那个不幸的老板，他一直逼迫我。
If someone asks, I've been suffered from a boss, unbeliever.
或者我一直受我那个很坏脾气的配偶，他常常在那里好像来挟制我。
I've been suffered from my spouse, who's got a bad temper.Who's always restrict me?
或者呢，你是长期在忍受一个疾病的这个折磨。
Or you've been tortured from a kind of disease for a long time.
那这些算不算十字架呢
？Are these crosses?
那到底什么是十字架
？So what is cross?
十字架之所以它成为一个拯救的记号
，That cross becomes a sign of salvation.
那是因为基督的缘故。
It's because of Christ.
我们所遭遇的是不是因为基督的缘故
？Whether we suffered is because of Christ。
在我们经过这些遭遇以后，我们有没有得着基督
？Whether we have gained Christ or not after all these sufferings。
而且基督的成分有没有在我们的生命里面有增加
？Whether Christ's life has increased within us。
我觉得这才是判断我们的遭遇是否是十字架的一个根据。
I think these are the grounds for us to tell if we are carrying the cross or not。
第二。
Secondly,
十字架是一个什么样的记号呢？
What sign is cross?
我们知道十字架它是一个打叉的一个记号。
When the cross is a sign to make a cross,
这个打叉不是去打叉别人，而是打叉你自己。
You're not crossing, you're not place a cross on others, but place a cross on yourself.
你是要把自己钉在那个十字架上。
You need to crucify yourself on the cross.
背十字架的人就是那个要被钉死的人。
The one who carries the cross is the one who needs to be crucified.
背十字架就是不照我的意思，而是照他的旨意而行。
To carry the cross is not according to my will, but according to your purpose.
因为我们里面有太多不合神心意的思想、情感和意志。
But because within us there are too many emotions, thoughts, wills unfavorable to God.
主要我们把这些一切不合神心意的思想、情感和意志钉在十字架上。
Lord want us to crucify all these on the cross.
目的呢是要让主的生命从我们的身上能够流露出来。
So that the Lord's life can live out from us.
所以主为什么要让我们在生活中遇到一个非常挑剔的老板
？So why Lord allowed us to encounter such a picky boss?
好，遇见一个脾气不好的配偶。
Or a bad-tempered spouse,
或者是失业，或者是疾病
，or be laid off or disease.
其实这一切的遭遇，其实就是为了要显露我们生命中那些需要被主对付的地方。
All these sufferings show us which part of our life that needs to be dealt with.
然后主让我们学习把这些不合神心意的思想、情感和意志钉在十字架上。
So that Lord let us to learn to crucify all these emotions, wills unfavorable to God.
好，让我们的己渐渐的衰微，而让主的生命在我们的身上能够渐渐的加增。
So that ourselves can become less and less, but the Lord's life can grow more and more.
如果以我们以婚姻的例子为例的话
，We take example of a marriage.
很多人觉得说婚姻变得是不是享受，而是一种忍受。
Lots of people think. they suffer from marriage, not enjoy the marriage.
我们总觉得别人是我们的十字架。
We always think the other party is my cross.
因为以前想的是天长地久，现在想的是能熬多久。
Before we always think, how long, 天长地久。
不是那的。所以主为什么要让我们去经历这些呢
？Why, Lord, allow us to encounter all these?
因为只有借着你的配偶，你才真的是能够看见你生命中那些丑陋的地方。
Because only through your spouse, you can see the ugliness of your life.
我觉得我自己在婚姻中，我学习到非常多的东西。
I feel myself, I learned a lot from marriage.
没有结婚之前，我觉得我自己是一个挺不错的。
Before I got married, I thought I was quite okay.
但是我结了婚以后，原来我发现我是真的是一个又没有爱。
Until I got married, I know I realized I'm a person without love.
而且又有自私
，selfish，
而且脾气也不是很好的人
，bad tempered。
所以，当你真的发现你生命中这些丑陋的时候
，when you really realize all these ugliness in your life，
你愿不愿意把它钉在十字架上呢
？Are you willing to crucify all these on the cross？
钉十字架总是痛苦的。
It's painful to be crucified.
但是你愿不愿意真的是能够面对你自己的丑陋
？Are you willing to face your ugliness?
你真的是愿不愿意真的是放下你自己的面子
？Are you willing to lay down your faces?
你愿不愿意承认自己的败坏
？And to admit your corruption.
舍己虽然是很痛苦
，It's painful to deny yourself.
但是当你真的背起十字架的时候
，But when you really take up the cross,
你却发现它带出来的却是基督复活的生命。
You will realize it brings out the resurrected life of Jesus.
我们不要总是想要去尝试改变别人，改变我们的环境。
We don't think we want to change our environment, change others.
主说你要舍己。
The Lord says.You need to deny yourself.
主说你要背起十字架，天天的来跟随我。
You need to carry your own cross and follow me daily.
当你真的在那里背起十字架的时候
，When you really pick up the cross,
你会发现十字架所带来的果效是复活，是生命。
You will see what brings out is the resurrection and life.
因为我们的主他不是停留在十字架上
，Because our Lord didn't live on the cross himself.
他乃是从死里复活，他得着了荣耀。
He's risen from the dead and he now be glorified.
所以十字架不仅仅是受苦。
The cross not only refers to the suffering.
十字架乃是要把我们带进复活，要把我们带到荣耀的里面。
But he also leads us into the resurrection, and leads us into the glory.
而且当你真的愿意背起十字架来跟随主的时候
，When really willing to take up the cross and follow the Lord,
你会发现主的担子是轻省的，他的轭是容易负的。
You will see his burden is light and his yoke is easy.
因为主不会把难挑的重担放在我们的身上。
Because the Lord would not give us the heavy burden, which is very hard to bear.
主会把这个背十字架的恩典和能力加给我们。
He will add us the ability and the blessing to carry the cross.
我记得好像是在荒漠甘泉上有这样一个例子。
I remember in the book of the stream in the desert.
他讲到说有一个人他非常的整天在那边抱怨主。
I think there's a story about a person who is complaining all the time.
他觉得主给他的十字架实在是太重了。
He thought that the cross given to him from Lord is too heavy.
工作上也不顺利，家里面那个他的太太也常常在抱怨他。
The job is not that good, and the wife is always whinging.
他觉得好像什么事情都不顺心。
He think everything goes bad.
他觉得主给他的十字架实在是太重了。
He think the cross from given by the Lord is too heavy for him.
所以呢，有一个晚上，他在那里睡觉。
So one night he was sleeping.
他就做梦，有个天使来找他。
He dreamed that there's a Angel came to see him.
那个天使说，他说，哎呀，神已经垂听了你的祷告。
The angel told him, say, Lord has already heard your prayer.
主听说你的十字架太重了，现在派我来找你，给你一个轻一点的十字架。
And Lord heard that you complain that your cross is too heavy, so now we I give you another light one.
所以他就把他带到天上一个仓库的里面。
So the angel brought him to the warehouse.
哇，他发现那个仓库里面有各种各样的十字架。
And he found there were all kinds of crosses in that warehouse.
有金的，有银的，有木头的，很多很多种。
Some are gold, some are silver, and some are made of wooden.
然后那个天使就说：“他说你进去随便挑一个。
”The angel told him and said, "You just go inside and pick anyone you like."
然后他就赶紧 跑进去，他就掂起那个金的来试一试。
And he walked into the door and picked up the gold one and tried it.
这个分量太重了。
And he thought, oh, this is too heavy.
他看看那个银的呢，他也觉得，哎呀，这个可能也不行。
He looked at the silver one and thought, oh, hell, it's too heavy.
最后他左挑右挑，他挑了一个那个木头的。
At the end, he picked up wood one.
他掂一掂啊，这个分量也不是很重，也不是很轻。
He weighed and it's not too heavy, not too light.
因为如果太轻的话，好像以后也得不着奖赏。
Because if it's too light, later on he can't get a reward.
所以他就把这个石子，他就拿去给这个天使。他说：“哎，就是这个，就这个。”
So he picked it up and gave back to the angel.
天使看了以后，哎呀，他就那个天使就笑起来。
After the angel saw it and he smiled.
他说：“这个不就是主现在给你的那个十字架吗？”
This is the right one you having now.
所以我想我们不要去抱怨主给我们一个什么样的十字架。
So I don't think we should complain to the Lord that, about our God cross.
因为我们每一个的遭遇其实都是主量身定做给我们的。
Because each one of our suffering is measured by Lord.
不管是你的配偶，不管是你的工作也好，老板也好。
No matter your job, your boss, your spouse.
因为主不会把难担的重担放在我们身上。
Because Lord would not give us the hard, the heavy burden, which is hard to bear.
所以我们不要一听见十字架我们就害怕。
So we shouldn't be worried. We shouldn't worry as soon as we heard the cross.
我们也不要把十字架和受苦好像等同起来。
We don't equate the cross with suffering.
受苦是消极的。
Suffering is passive.
但是十字架却是积极的。
Cross is positive.
十字架是为了要带进基督。
The cross is to bring the Christ into our life.
如果你的遭遇没有让你的己渐渐减少的话，
If your suffering hasn't made yourself become less and less.
如果你的遭遇没有让你得着基督的话，
If your suffering hasn't made you gain the Christ.
如果你的遭遇没有让基督的生命在你身上加添的话，
If your suffering hasn't made the Christ life has grow up in yourself.
那个不是十字架。
That is not cross.
那个只是一个白白的受苦。
It's a suffering in vain.
盼望我们都能够来学习这个十字架的功课。
Hopefully we all can come to learn the lesson of cross.
那主讲到跟随他的第三个条件。
The Lord talking about the third requirement to follow him.
若不撇下一切所有的就不能来跟随他。
If you don't give up everything you have, cannot be his disciple.
在这里说的撇下一切。
Here we're talking about giving up everything.
是不是叫我们变卖家产，我们啊离开家庭、孩子，我们就去跟随主呢？
Is that mean that we should abandon our family, sell all our family possessions, abandon the family and children for him?
啊，因为有的异端他就是这样教的。
Because some cults.
他说你要去变卖家产，你要离开你的家庭、孩子，一起到山上去等候主了再来。
Taught the people to sell all their family possessions, abandon the family and wait on the mountain.For the Lord coming.
但是在这里主所讲的撇下。
But here, the giving up mentioned by Lord.
我觉得还不是在外面物质上。
I don't think it refers to the external physical stuff.
而是指着那些所有他抓住我们的那些人事物。
But all those people or things that grab our hearts.
因为这些事物它拦阻了我们和神的关系。
Because these things hinder the relationship.
而且这些事物它代替了主在我们心中的位置。
Because these things take the place of the Lord in our heart.
所以主叫我们要撇下。
So Lord asks us to give up.
因为如果我们不撇下，我们就不能够自由的来跟随主。
If we don't give up, we can't follow him freely.
主为什么要叫那个少年官要叫他去变卖所有的家产来跟随他呢？
Why Lord asks the young rich ruler to sell all his possessions to follow him?
不是因为有人缺少那个少年官的钱，
Not because people lack of his money，
而是主看见钱财是那样的抓住这个少年人的心。
Because the Lord see how much the possessions grab that young man's heart。
虽然他也追求永生，
although he pursued eternal life，
但是他也要追求今生的财富。
He pursued the wealth of this life as well。
主为了释放这个少年人
，to set him free，
主对他说：“你去变卖所有的，分给穷人，而且要来跟随我。”
Lord said to him, "You sell all your possessions and give to the poor and follow him, follow me."
但是对着彼得，主却没有叫他去变卖所有的。
But to Peter, Lord didn't ask him to sell everything.
因为彼得所有的，他只不过是一条破船。
Because all he's got is a wrecked boat.
他有的可能只是几张的破网
，and just some old fishing nets.
当主说你来跟从我吧。
When Lord talked to him, said, "You follow me."
彼得他很容易的就撇下这些所有的，就来跟随主。
It's very easy for Peter to give up everything, leave everything behind to follow the Lord.
因为这些其实真的不值几个钱。
Because all these didn't vary much.
但是是什么抓住彼得呢
？But what grabbed Peter?
当那个少年的财主他忧忧愁愁的走了之后
，When the young rich man went away sadly.
彼得对主说：“他说，主啊，你看我们已经撇下一切所有的来跟从你了。
”Peter said to the Lord.Lord, you see, we've already left everything behind to follow you.
那言外之意就是
In other words,
他说主啊我已经为你撇下一切了那你要给我什么奖赏呢
Lord, I've already left everything for you. So what rewards will there be for me?
如果我们的撇下是为了要得着我们自己的好处
If the purpose for us to give up everything is to get rewards,
如果我们的撇下是存着一个等价交换的态度
If we do it with the attitude for the exchange at equal value,
这样的撇下在主的眼中没有一点的价值。
What we do doesn't have any value in the Lord's eyes.
这一样是主所不喜欢的。
It can't please the Lord.
于是主他带着彼得走上了一条十字架的道路。
So Lord led Peter to the way of cross.
他要让彼得看见他需要撇下他的自己。
He showed Peter that it's himself.That Peter needs to give up.
因为彼得他是这样的相信自己，他是这样的欣赏自己。
Because he trusted himself and appreciated himself so much.
直到他在一个小使女的面前三次的否认主。
Until when he denied three times in front of a young servant girl.
当主回头看他的时候，他就跑出去痛哭。
When Lord turned back to him and looked straight at him, he went away wept bitterly.
从那次以后
Since then.
我们再也看不见一个自信的彼得。
We don't see that Peter with self-confidence.
我们再也看不见一个想要得的彼得。
We don't see that Peter who always wants to get it.
我们看见的那是一个告诉我们要以谦卑束腰。
But the one we can see is the one who told us to be clothed with humility.
我们看见的是一个告诉我们要得着那个不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残、存留在天上的基业。
We can see the one who told us to get an inheritance would never spoil, fade, and which is kept in the heaven for us.
那今天主也要我们来撇下。
Today, Lord wants us to give up as well.
也许你要撇下的不是你的钱财，不是你的工作。
Maybe what you need to give up is not your job, not your money.
也许是你的骄傲，也许是你的雄心。
Maybe your pride, your arrogance, and your ambition.
也许对很多年轻人来说是你的游戏甚至是那些抓住你的一些东西
Maybe to some young people maybe it is a game and something else that grab your hearts
不论是什么
No matter what it is
只要是拦住我们与主之间关系的
As soon as it hinders the relationship with Lord
主都要叫我们撇下
Lord wants us to give up
当圣灵在你的里面告诉你的时候
When the Holy Spirit remind youof these
你愿不愿意撇下呢
Are you willing to give up?
有人说如果我撇下了那我不是一无所有了吗
Someone said if I give up everything have I lost everything?
如果你真的是一无所有了
If you really got nothing left
你还有一样世界上最珍贵的东西
But there is one thing the most precious thing you still got it
那就是基督他住在你的里面
That is Christ living in you
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督的里面并且在他的里面我们也得了这个丰盛
For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form and you have been given fullness in Christ
我们有了基督我们就比世上任何的人我们都富有
Since we have the Christ we become richer than anyone else in the world
而且当你真的愿意撇下的时候
When you reallyGet ready to give up.
当你真的愿意把自己完全的交托给主的时候
When you really commit yourself to the Lord.
你不仅发现你自己没有缺乏
You not only find that you never lacking anything.
你反而会发现你得着了世界上最宝贵的东西
On the other hand, you find you get the most precious thing in the world.
那就是主他自己的生命
That is the Lord himself, his life.
因为主他让我们撇下
BecauseAsk us to give up.
那是为了要把他自己更多的加给我们。
Lord asks us to give up in order he wants to get himself add himself to us.
在最后主讲了两个的比喻。
At the end, Lord talk about the two parables.
一个是盖房子，一个是打仗。
One is the building the tower, and the other one is going to war.
那主借着这两个比喻，他告诉我们。
Through these two parables,
不论是建造还是征战
，Lord told us, no matter build or go to war,
都是需要付上代价的。
You need to pay the price.
那我们愿不愿意付上这个代价呢
？Are we willing to pay the price?
我觉得我们很多的基督徒都是很痛苦的基督徒。
I think lots of us are actually very painful.
为什么这么说呢
？Why I say that?
因为你要他付代价来跟随主嘛，他不愿意。
Because if you ask him to pay the price to follow the Lord, he's not willing.
你让他干脆到世界上去寻找这个最终之乐吗？他又觉得他不应该。
If you ask him to go to the world to enjoy to enjoy from the things, he doesn't think he should do that.
结果呢，他就被夹在中间。
So at the end of the day, he's stuck in the middle.
就好像盖楼房盖了一半，看见的人都在那里笑他。
Just like you build a tower, but up to half level, and everyone laugh at him.
人家说基督徒不是都说有平安和喜乐吗
？People will think, are we saying all the Christians should be full of joy and peace?
为什么他整天在愁眉苦脸呢
？Why he is always has got a long face?
一个没有见证的基督徒就像那些就像刚才在这里面讲的没有咸味的盐一样。
The Christian who doesn't have the testimony, just like the one mentioned here, like a salt which is lost the taste.
在主的眼中他没有一点的用处。
In the Lord's eyes, he doesn't have any value.
我很喜欢余文基弟兄他讲的一句话。
I really like some sentence mentioned by Brother Yu.
他说要来就来真的
If you want to do it, we want to do it seriously.
要追求主就好好的来追求主
If you want to pursue the Lord, we need to pursue him properly.
要跟从主就真的付上代价的来跟随主
If you want to follow him, we need to pay the price and follow him.
我们不要像罗德的妻子一样
We shouldn't be like, don't like the, Lord, the wife of Lord.
因为离开了索多玛以后他还恋恋不舍的要往回头看
After he left the Sodom, he was still think about the Sodom and looked back.
结果就变成了一个岩柱成为一个千古的笑谈
At the end of the day, she became a pillar of salt.
所以我们要来我们就来真的
If we want to do it, we want to do it seriously.
我们不要两边我们什么都得不着
Hopefully we're not getting nothing from both sides.
到主来的那一天我们才在那里后悔
We still regret when the Lord's coming back.
我们虽然要付代价
we need to pay the price.
但是那个最大的代价主他已经为我们付了
But the greatest price has been paid by the Lord.
他已经流血舍命，他做了我们的赎价
He has already shed his blood, sacrificed, and became our ransom.
他也升上高天，他掳掠了仇敌。
He has ascended high and led the captives in his train.
他是那位建造的工匠，他也是那个得胜的君王。
He is the head craftsman who built up the church, and he is the king who won the battle.
我们只要来跟随他，我们只要把自己完全的交托给他。
As soon as we follow him and commit ourselves into him.
他就会在我们身上来做雕琢的工作。
He will do the work among us.
直到有一天
，until one day，
我们都能够成为主的冠冕上那颗璀璨夺目的宝石。
We can become a shining gem on the crown.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray all together.
主，我们把这些不完全的话交在你的手中。
Lord, we commit all these words.Into your hand.
主，我们真的要承认，主，我们都是一些软弱的人。
Lord, we need to admit we are weak.
主，我们常常我们不愿意付代价的来跟随你。
We're not willing to pay the price to follow you.
主，真的求你开我们的眼睛。
Lord, may you open our hearts.
主，让我们真的看见你要在我们身上所做成的工作。
So that we can see the work you want to work among us.
因为你所要得着的。
Because what do you want to get?
不是那个刚刚得救的基督徒。
It's not a Christian just being saved.
你要得着的乃是一个满有你自己形象。
But the one full of the image of you.
一个有长成身量的你的门徒。
The one with the whole measure of Christ.
而且你要得着的乃是一个荣耀的教会。
And also what you want to get is the glorious church.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，因为你还没有放弃我们。
Because you haven't given us up.
主，你还把今天这个机会给我们。
You still give us today as an opportunity to
us. 主，让我们来学习如何付代价的来跟随你。
So that we can learn how to pay the price to follow you.
让我们真的是学习把我们自己完全的交在你的手中。
So that we can learn to commit ourselves into your hand.
让我们真的学习把你自己放在一切的首位。
We can learn how we praise you at the top of the list.
也让我们真的学习背起我们自己的十字架，天天的来跟随你。
So that we can learn take up our cross and follow you daily.
也让我们真的是撇清那些所有抓住我们的东西。
So that we can give up everything that grab our hearts.
好让你真的是能够完全的得着我们。
So that you can gain us wholly.
你能够在我们生命中做更深的工作。
You can do the further work.Among us.
主，我们把我们自己和弟兄姊妹都完全的交托在你手中。
We commit ourselves and brothers and sisters into your hand.
主，求你不放过我们。
Lord, please don't let us go.
求你继续在我们身上做更深的工作。
May you continue your deep work.
好让有一天你自己能够得着那个荣耀。
Until one day you can get those glory.
主，我们把一切的感谢赞美都归给你。
Lord, we give you all the praise and thanks.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.